Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Cheryl Ellenwood, and we're talking about her store, Empowered Health, on Franklin Street. It's good to have you here, Cheryl. Tell us a little bit about where we're at. You have a new location.
Right. We moved from under the Glockenspiel out front on Franklin Street now, so we're at 621 Franklin.
You're a health food store, but you have some special training that not everyone has. Where did you get your knowledge from in your schooling?
Well, my initial knowledge started with my own health condition, and so I wrote two books based on my research there, and then I went to school to study nutrition. So I'm a certified nutrition counselor.
What do you have here that can help people? I know you have a lot of different things. Tell us about some of the different products you offer and some of the services as well.
As far as products, obviously we're a health food store, so we have healthy foods, which is always my first choice in helping anyone. Then we have supplements. We have essential oils. We have herbs that are both used for cooking and medicinally. And then we have services that you can't find anywhere else in this area. Certain testing, I don't want to go through the whole list, but things for cardiovascular health. We do hormone testing and balancing. And this is all done in conjunction with a nurse practitioner that I've partnered with. So those types of things that just are really important, I think, for people. And even some genetic testing we're doing now and finding some results come back that shed some light on people's health conditions they've not been able to figure out for years.
I feel like this is a really great asset for a small town because a lot of times you've got to go to the bigger city, whether it be Des Moines or Iowa City or Cedar Rapids, to get something like this. Do you find that a lot of people are happy that you're able to supply this service here locally?
Oh, yeah. People are thrilled. They can't believe that, you know, a little health food store would have these kinds of services. But that was sort of my mission because that was my problem with my own health issues, you know, years ago, was I couldn't find the testing, the services, the information, and sometimes the products that I needed. I had to go, you know, a long way away. So that's why I thought, well, Pella needed something like this.
And I know you're just talking to some people about frankincense and some other things. So what are some of the spices you have and how do you use them?
Oh, boy. We have over 150, I think it is now, different herbs and spices. So, for instance, some of we have, and they're all in bulk, by the way. So you can come in and buy as little or as much as you want, and they're all organic. So you can make your own healing teas by picking five or six different herbs, infusing them, and we have all the equipment needed to do that and instructions, infusing them in hot water and drinking those. A lot of people love to do that, especially if you're a tea drinker. That's a great way to use herbs. Or just, you know, great cooking herbs, things no one can find elsewhere, like whole nutmeg and actual raw cacao, which is raw chocolate, and, you know, all the holiday spices, cinnamon and nutmeg. So, yeah.
Do you find that most people come in, like I'm a little bit under the weather, do most people come in when they're sick or when they've got kind of a more major health issue, do you find?
Well, unfortunately, most people come to a place like this when they have a major health issue. I wish they'd come here, you know, for more prevention, and we're trying to educate people in that regard. But yeah, often we'll get people like you that wander in, you know, in the throes of a cold. Or worse yet, we'll get people who come in who have health conditions that have just spiraled under, you know, out of control for years. And now they're just at wit's end, you know, and we have to unravel that whole problem and try to work with them and help them.
Now, I don't want to get too deep here, but you are an expert. So what do you think? I mean, the United States gets a lot of flack for, you know, just being fat Americans and all this. What do you think is some things, some simple things we could do in our day-to-day life that can help?
One of the big things is reduce the sugar. Amount of sugar. And when I say that, people say, oh, well, I don't need a lot of cookies or candy bars. I'm talking about sugars in the form of crackers, pastas, breads, muffins, granola bars, even granola or cereal for breakfast. Those are all sugars, and it's very unhealthy. And I think sugar is one of the worst offenders when it comes to health. So that's a big thing for me to tell people. Soda is sort of a no-brainer. People shouldn't be drinking soda. And the other thing is many people don't eat enough green leafy vegetables. When I ask people what they eat for vegetables, they'll usually say corn, which is a grain. It's not a vegetable. Or green beans, you know. And so I try to encourage people to eat kale, beet greens, not so much collard greens, they're a little tougher, but, you know, broccoli, spinach. Try to get those foods into your diet because you get the most bang for your buck with those kinds of foods.
Do you think that's what we really need to do is getting back to more eating the food from the actual ground instead of all this processed junk?
Yeah, you said it, processed junk. And that's exactly right. And people need to cook. If I find people who cook, their health is always much better than people who eat out a lot. be it even at fancy restaurants, it makes no difference. Cooking your own food is sort of the key to health.
Cheryl, as we wrap up here today, what's something that you'd like to pass on to people? I know you've given some advice on our station to people. You've had your little tips that I find very fascinating. What's something that you could give to people here as we part with today?
The main thing I would want to say is don't wait until you have a health condition to take charge of your health. Speaking from experience, I did. And so that's why, that's sort of what we're all about, is try to give people the knowledge, information, so that they can prevent things from happening, because it's much easier to prevent ill health than it is to fix it once you get there.
Very good, Cheryl. It was a pleasure sitting down, as always, with you. Have a great day.
Thanks.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to my guest, Cheryl Ellenwood, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.